Every week we bring you a prophecy update to show you how news and trends in the world corroborate the centuries-old prophecies that you find in the Bible. The Bible predicts that some form of global government is going to be established on earth in the last days. That being the case, any movement towards global government or even talk of greater global cooperation piques our interest because it matches with Bible prophecy. And in the last year or so, there's been a resurgence in the desire for establishing a global currency. The latest news comes from Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown. On February 19th, Reuters ran a story on their website titled, PM Wants Global Constitution for Financial System. And here are some excerpts from that article. Prime Minister Gordon Brown called on Friday for a world constitution to regulate the financial system and said he hoped for agreement on a range of regulation issues at G8 and G20 meetings in coming months. Brown said a global solution was required to transform financial services. Back in September of 2009, the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development said this: "The system of currencies and capital rules which binds the whole world economy is not working and was largely responsible for the financial and economic crises." Then they added that the present system under which the dollar acts as the world's reserve currency should be subject to a wholesale reconsideration. In March of 2009, China was calling for the creation of a new global currency to replace the dollar. Also in March of 2009, U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner confessed that he'd not read the plans by China's central bank, but nevertheless he let it slip that Washington was, he said, open to the idea of an international monetary fund, a super sovereign reserve currency. China's suggestion is backed by Russia, Brazil, and India, among others. All the way back in 2008, the European Union was calling for a global currency. Shifting gears slightly, but also along the lines of globalism, a website called Deutsche Welle on February 26 posted this: "The 24-strong bloc of Latin American states, known as the Rio Group, is to join the Caribbean community to form a new trade body intended to present opposition to United States dominance." And then there was this article on FoxNews.com: "UN still pushing for green world order by 2012. Excerpts read like this: "Despite the debacle of the failed Copenhagen Climate Change Conference last December, the United Nations is pressing full speed ahead with a plan for a greatly expanded system of global environmental governance and for a multi-trillion dollar economic transfer scheme to ignite the creation of what they're calling a global green economy." Now, their analysis of the effort is that the UN is trying to establish, quote, "a global system of governance and what amounts to the next stage of a radical transformation of the world economic and social order in the name of saving the planet." And so, regardless your take on global warming and all of that, what they're really doing with this is they're trying to get everybody on board with the fact that our planet is deteriorating, and so everybody needs to cooperate. And by cooperate, they mean there has to be global government where nations like the United States surrender their sovereignty to a group, and we all do what's best for the planet. I think we've seen how that works. Anyway, so separate from our political ideas and ideals, what we see happening in the world is a movement towards globalism, global currency, global government, global green, legislation, those kinds of things. That emphasis, not a surprise if you're an evangelical Christian. In fact, you're saying, wow, we've been talking about that for years, and now everybody's out of the closet with it. There really is an effort towards globalism. We see it in the Bible, and now it's being played out in the newspaper, and we come to the conclusion that these are the last days. And that's why we like to tell you to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.